Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining the best weight loss secret is to balance pH and improve lymph flow. Millions will continue to struggle with weight and yo-yo dieting until they learn how to balance their pH and improve their lymphatic system, their body sewage treatment system. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you lose weight and improve how you feel physically and mentally. You know, I've been working with the lymphatic system, something that's really just an emerging science, for 24 years, helping many health problems. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book is 12 years old, and it explained a problem of how when we're acidic in our body and we spend $50 billion a year on antacids, we stop our lymphatic system, and this allows waste. It allows just our own fat, cholesterol, dead cells to build in our body. And that's really what is creating many of our health problems, but also making us fat. Understanding that we're filling with cellular waste, I developed work called Lymphpractic. It's a fully closed session where I activate your lymphatic system over a series of sessions and your life changes. We manually activate the lymphatic system to improve oxygenation to your cells, nutrition to your cells, and we remove waste by improving detoxification, and it's life-changing. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. If you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, you can change your life. It's not magic. This is real science that is just not understood in today's medicine. So we don't want to waste your time, and I'm not going to say how bad being overweight is and make a big list of how many diseases you can get. We know being overweight is not good for us, and it's been proven. I'm here today to show you the secret to losing weight and keeping it off. Before understanding this, I was always yo-yo dieting, 40 or 50 pounds overweight. I'd lose weight with a diet, gain it back, lose weight with a diet, gain it back. And not until I understood the information that you're going to learn did I keep weight off. I was able to keep it off. It's been 12 years now. And again, do I gain weight once in a while? Yeah, I gain it, but as soon as I want to lose it, I just go back on a different diet, take some supplements, drain my lymphatic system, and I'm back on track to starting to lose my weight. So it's not about being perfect. You often hear me say this. It's really about learning to balance your life, your diet, and your pH, and we do much better. So two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. Researchers damaged a gene that makes healthy lymph vessels in the legs of mice. The lymph vessels were ruptured and leaky, and the legs of the mice became fat. How much proof do we need? You know, this is in 2005, and we never hear about this, that our ability to lose weight has to do, even gain weight, has to do with the lymphatic system and pH, whether we're acid or alkaline in the body. So when the lymphatic vessels cannot reabsorb cellular waste, remember, they're always cleaning our tissues, our skin, our muscles, our organs, our bones, our brain, our nervous system. If it can't keep cleaning it, then cellular waste, parts of cells, just fluid and fat can become trapped anywhere in the body. It can get trapped in your liver and you get fatty liver. It can get trapped in your hips and you get big hips. It gets trapped in your arms, you get heavy arms. Wherever our lymphatic system can't flow is where we get heavy. Now, even though two studies linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels, in my opinion, most of us were not born heavy. We slowly gained weight as our body's lymphatic system became compromised from an acidic pH. And that's important to realize, that we weren't born, you know, if this study is showing why we're fat, then we should all be born with leaky lymph vessels. They were just showing that when the lymph vessels can't clean us, then we become fat in an area. And to me, we're really just overly acidic, and that really stops our lymph system, constricts it, And that is really a problem. When your inner body is in imbalance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax. When we're acidic, we tighten up. Our body can't release waste. So as we make our bodies more relaxed, they release more waste and you lose weight more easily. That is the real way to lose weight. It's not about starving yourself with different diets. That could actually make you gain more weight. When you bring your body into balance and improve your lymph flow, you will lose weight. Most importantly, you will lower your risk of disease and feel healthier, more alive. You know, the losing the weight is just a side product, a byproduct. You want to feel healthier. You often hear me talk about balance. What does balance mean? You know, to balance your checkbook, we hear about balancing your life. In the body, balance has to do with balancing acid and alkaline levels. To be able to balance our internal body, we have to understand pH. What is pH? Many of you have heard about this. pH stands for potential of hydrogen and is a way to test whether a solution is acidic, in balance, or alkaline. When acidic, the body holds more hydrogen. When alkaline, it holds more oxygen or hydroxide, a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. And there's no doubting there's an acid problem around the world. We spend over $50 billion yearly on antacids and products like proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec. We treat acid as a digestive problem rather than acid damaging your body, leading to weight gain and other health problems. We have to start thinking differently here. In the body, you can test saliva and urine pH with pH test strips. I like a company called Voxa. You follow the test strip manufacturers. You fast for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. You can have water up to an hour before. And you test yourself a couple of times a day and chart it and do an average over a few days. And see, are you even changing? Most of us should be changing between acid and alkaline. But truthfully, most people are stuck in acid, possibly 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. I've always had a weight problem, carrying 40 or 50 extra pounds. My wife would send me to the fire department with a watermelon or a special diet. And, of course, I'd probably eat a bagel anyway. But, you know, I was always on a diet. And I don't diet now. I balance what I eat. If I went out on a weekend and had a bunch of food that was acid, then I'm going to spend a few days eating more alkaline or take a few more supplements or do a little more exercise, drain myself. We have to balance our pH. Otherwise, we're missing the whole thing. Before I tell you what you can do to help you balance your pH and improve your lymphatic system, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. It builds the immune response, will make you deeply relaxed in your body and mind, and it improves circulation and detoxification. And it does it gently. My goal is not to make you feel sick. My goal is to, over a few sessions, to start to make you feel better, start to feel more alive, get your lymph system going. And you really do feel much better. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype, wherever you live. It makes a difference when you can understand this information. And again, you could probably get some of this online. There are millions of sites about the lymphatic system. What I'm going to do is shorten your curve. In just about an hour, you're going to have a new understanding of what you have to do to lose weight or get healthy. So what steps can you take to help weight loss? Number one, they have to be easy, right? If it's something that's going to be difficult, follow a bunch of pills and all that, it's not going to work. And I believe everyday lymphatic system detoxification is gentle. It's not about taking, you know, a bunch of pills. It's about taking a few pills to stimulate lymph flow and to break down waste in the body, to alkalinize the body. Those are the important things. Start eating foods. It's really about diet, right? Diet is important. Look at what you've been eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline? I know when I learned of this, I ate probably 90% acid foods, maybe one or two pieces of fruit a day, maybe probably one fruit a day and one vegetable a day is what I ate. Now that's reversed. I eat mostly alkaline, and it makes a difference on how you feel. It allows you to be able to have more acid in your life when you're more alkaline. If you don't know what is acid, what foods are acid or alkaline, go to the health HealthyLymphSystem.com. That's my website, HealthyLymphSystem.com. And there's an acid alkaline food chart on a link at the bottom of the home page. So fruits and vegetables are alkaline. And did you know that spinach is slightly acid-forming? So when people are trying to get healthy, what do? They start eating a lot of spinach. I see this all the time. But spinach, on the chart and in the books, is slightly acid-forming. So we want to mix spinach with other greens that are more alkaline. And that's how we balance. Remember, it's not about not having acid. We're going to have acid in our life. We just have to balance it with more alkaline. So limiting processed foods is really the key. If you're eating a lot of boxed foods, then we need to change that. And then we need to limit grains, red meat, sugar. These are all severely acid-forming in the body. Grains may be the biggest offender to limiting weight loss. Any food made from wheat, rice, oats, cornmeal, barley, or any other cereal grain is a grain product. Bread, pasta, oatmeal, breakfast cereals, tortillas, grits. As soon as you eat a piece of bread or tortilla or some pasta, you begin to congest and bloat. We don't feel it because most people have grains and flour every day, a few times a day. So stop eating grains just for a few days, flour products for 5 days. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. You'll feel your stomach go down. Your bloat will go down. And as soon as you go back to eating that piece of bread, you'll feel bloating within a few hours. So do I eat bread now, flour products, pasta? Yes. Just nowhere near as what I used to eat them. And there are so many Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Atkins, Paleo Diet, South Beach Diet. Every diet becomes an acid-alkaline diet. We have to know, is this diet making you acid or alkaline? Eat more of a Mediterranean diet, right? That's been shown to help many health problems. But when we eat a Mediterranean diet, we want to have an understanding of acid-alkaline foods. So we want to eat vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, potatoes, herbs, spices. And we eat, you know, more fish and turkey and eat less of the, you know, heavy meats like steak and red meat. So it's really just an change in the way we eat. But, you know, most people don't like potatoes because they feel they're unhealthy. Carbohydrate, they're healthy for you. Just don't be putting the sour cream. You can even put butter, but the sour cream you have to limit. Intermittent fasting is very important. When we eat for 3 or 4 days a week just alkaline and raw, within a few weeks you're losing weight because we've given our body a chance. So intermittent fasting, and my idea is not to starve yourself. During those days that you're eating a little less, eat mostly raw salads and fruits. Help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, baking soda, green drink. Take a magnesium supplement with each meal, or at least your two biggest meals. Research has shown that stubborn fat has to do with inflammation. Easy to understand, when the lymphatic vessels in an area can't pick up cellular waste, it builds in your body, creating fat, limited circulation, and inflammation. A probiotic is important to help balance good and bad bacteria, because if you have too many bad bacteria, you're going to get sick and also gain weight. It makes inflammation. Systemic enzymes. I'm big on systemic enzymes. Help make chemical reactions work better in your body, and they help break down waste. And when it breaks down waste, it makes you lose weight. And there's a need, we don't think about it, to balance supplements too. Probiotics and systemic enzymes add to our acidity. I just learned this. So this is something that even supplements we have to add. So taking turmeric or curcumin, taking omega-3s, really help to reduce inflammation. Being hydrated are important. Exercise, if you're not exercising twice a day for just 15 minutes to help lose weight, you're missing it. We have to stimulate weight loss, get the blood to go through the body. Good posture, deep breathing. Lymphatic drainage sections, these manually improve lymph flow, directly stimulating weight loss. Whether you come see me for a session or learn it, how to do it at my website, you need to learn how to drain your lymphatic system. It's key. At my lymphatic system, the HealthyLymphSystem.com, I have webinars that we're going to begin soon, within a week or two, that's going to teach you how to drain your lymphatic system, how to eat for a healthy environment in your body, to have more of a balanced environment. And it's not just for weight loss, it's every health problem. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how every health problem is really due to cellular waste building in a body. It's making us heavy, and it's making us sick. So if I can help you, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. Remember, the weight loss secret is really to just balance your pH and activate your lymphatic system. On next Thursday's show, I'll explain how to help Crohn's disease by balancing pH and improving lymph flow. This is something that's affecting everybody. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you, contact me at ospinskyhealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.